is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And we had a wonderful week this week. We introduced two new instructors to the class. In 1 minute, you're going to meet our third new instructor for this week, Doug Breathour. He's going to teach us how to amend our soils and grow real food, nutritious foods, the way the Aztecs did. And let's see, tonight there's a meetup. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. John Moore's going to be there. Violent climate change, electromagnetic pulses. And he's going to talk about what we should know and do about them. He's also going to be talking about troop movements in the United States from military bases. And Milo Carter is going to be there. And Kevin Robertson, our senior instructor of banking, will be there. So if you're interested in Nixol, Milo's going to bring some. I'm going to buy a gallon and some spray bottles. And Gary Williams is going to be there, and he's going to be signing autographs. That's tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. Corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Let's see. And you know there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to contact him or her, you may. Just go to the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And Dr. Norman Shealy and the afternoon producer Gary Williams have been working hard to prepare an interview. They're going to interview me. On this afternoon's broadcast, you're going to ask me all kinds of questions. And so if you want to know some personal information, if you want to know a little bit more about me, my thoughts on survival, we're going to have to find out what those questions are because, frankly, I don't know. So in the broadcast classroom with me today is our newest instructor, Doug Breathour. Doug has been to the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, and he's going to be at the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo. And Doug is going to be presenting a seminar on food survival, how to make your garden grow the best food possible. He's also going to bring a wood gasification truck that drives around on wood wood smoke, if you will. And if you'd like, there's an article on the website right now, USAPrepares.com. It's about biochar, B-I-O-C-H-A-R. It's an article that he wrote. It's condensed so that you can understand the topic. It's right, page one, USAPrepares.com. Now, anthropologists speculate that that cooking fires and kitchen debris, along with the deliberate placing of charcoal in the ground, result in soils that had great fertility and high carbon content. My grandparents put the same amendments along with chicken manure in their garden, and their garden was consistently providing fresh and healthy food for our family and my grandparents' neighbors since the 1920s. So this type of soil amendment yields great results. And we're going to talk about how amending your soil allows microorganisms that help plants grow better, live and thrive in the soil. And it's called biochar, B-I-O-C-H-A-R. And with me today is Doug Breathour. Welcome, Doug Breathour.
Good morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning. So I'll tell you what, Doug, let's talk about biochar and let's say what it is.
Okay, there's a technical definition of biochar. There's actually a worldwide organization called the International Biochar Initiative, and their definition is that it's charcoal made from a short-cycle carbon source processed into hard carbon to be incorporated into soil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty generic term. It can encompass a lot of different types of chars and biochar and hard carbons.
Well, Doug, let's talk about this for a second. I I heat our farmhouse with an outdoor wood furnace. And I get wood from the woods, if you will, fallen trees, and we cut them up into logs. And we cook or we heat with water that circulates from this wood stove. And it's a huge firebox. It's about 5 feet deep, or maybe over 3 feet tall, and maybe 4 feet tall. And what we do is we try to burn wood at the lowest possible temperature. That way we extract the most amount of heat out of that wood. And then sometimes, you know, when we take that ash out, we distribute the ash in the garden and around the lawn and so forth. And there are chunks of charcoal that come out because we burn at a low temperature. Is that similar to what you're talking about, or is it a different process?
The hard black carbon, as long as it's made from wood, which obviously it is because you're throwing wood in your burner, that mm-hmm. would be biochar. The grayer and whiter stuff is ash, and it's an entirely different product from biochar. But okay. Even within biochar, there's some variations. It's interesting you bring up the outdoor wood burner. That was my introduction to biochar. I was into gasification, driving a vehicle on wood. Prior to that, and then talking with some of the people that were into gasification, that were using gasification specifically to make char, they convinced me to try a little bit of that charcoal out on the ground, and so I scooped some of that hard black charcoal out from the bottom of my wood burner and threw it out there on the ground, not with ash, but all by itself, mixed it in with some chicken litter. And the results the next spring were amazing. They were totally amazing. So I got hooked, and I've been hooked ever since.
All right, now let's talk about why this works, Doug Breathauer. The reason that the biochar, or this black carbon, this porous black charcoal, if you will, which is different from commercial charcoal that you buy in briquettes, correct?
Correct. A lot of that's made from coal, and it's not suitable for application to your soil. So it's that lump hardwood charcoal would be more like what you and me had our first experiences with. You don't have to worry about putting on your soil. But a lot of the charcoal briquettes may not even be good for your soil, so you probably need to stay away from them.
Yeah, a lot of them contain petroleum products so that you can light them with a match. Yeah, so you don't want to put briquettes in your soil. But the ash and the charcoal that is a result of a fire in a wood stove, or maybe even in a fireplace, is something like what we're talking about. But let's talk about why it works. Why is it that charcoal, which seems like it would do nothing for the soil, is almost like a miracle in results? Why? Why does that work?
Yeah, it's truly amazing because charcoal is an inert material. You can eat good charcoal, and it won't it'll clean up poisons and stuff in your system, but you can eat it. It's inert. It does not have any nutrient value whatsoever. So, yeah, why, when I throw that out there on the ground, does stuff grow so much better? And a simple way to understand it and kind of stay out of all the science of it is, you know, that charcoal is used in your undersink water filters. The reason the charcoal is used in that undersink water filter is because it will trap and hold organics. Those organics are things like phosphorus, nitrogen, and water. It traps and holds water. All these are things that plants need. So when you put that out there on the soil, it does the same thing, but it's a lot more useful when it's out there in the soil. A piece of charcoal, and it depends on how it was made, but a piece of charcoal about the size of a pencil eraser has the same internal surface area of about a football field. So it's a huge, it's like a coral reef in the soil, where, like the coral reef out in the ocean where all the fish and stuff start gathering around. That's what charcoal does for your soil microbiology. It gives your microbes in the soil a place to inhabit, a place to work. And it's truly amazing to see it work. It really is.
Okay, so what we're talking about is finding and installing in our garden, in our soil, a place for microorganisms to live and reproduce so that they can do what?
that they can make better crops for you. The microorganisms are actually what's responsible for converting the soil nutrients into sources that your plant can use. It's the soil is not just a petri dish where you pour out NPK and stuff grows. I mean, it kind of works like that, but without any of the soil carbon, they're finding that the fertilizers don't work without your soil carbon and without active microbial activity. So it lets the soil do what it always did before we started beating down our soils and just harvesting crops without putting anything back and just pouring chemical fertilizers on it. It's kind of a return to the way things used to be when we had really fertile soil in North America when people first started settling North America. And it's a way to return to that kind of fertility soil.
Yeah, and the sad thing, Doug Breathauer, is, believe it or not, New York City had absolutely fabulous, fabulous soil. And even New Jersey had fabulous soil. New Jersey is known as the Garden State. However, something happened to New York City and New Jersey, and that is that they paved over that fabulous, fertile soil with concrete and macadam. And they put buildings on top of it, skyscrapers. And so that soil is buried right now. And it is a very, very rich, dark, dark soil. Doug Breathauer, you mentioned N, the letter N, the letter P, and the letter K. So for those of us that are new to the class, would you tell us what you meant by N, P, and K?
Okay, those are the numbers you see on the fertilizer bags at Lowe's. It's nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. The K,
yes.
I think.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Nitrogen. Just the standard way the fertilizers are rated on the shell.
Right. So, class, if you're looking at a fertilizer bag, and no matter where it is, you might see something like 10, 10, and 10, or 5, 10, 5, or 17, 17, 17. That stands for 17% nitrogen, 17% potassium, and and potash. So, N, P, and K. K is potassium. Doug Breathauer is with us. We're going to be talking about biochar, how you can make it, or if you want, you can buy it, put it in your soil, and we're going to talk about what to amend it with to get your garden to grow survival-type foods. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is August 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.6520. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.0666, $853.33 for a half ounce, and $426.67 for a quarter ounce. $17.0666, $853.33, and $426.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doug Breathauer is with me, and we are talking about amending your soil for your garden, so that you can grow a great, productive, high-yield survival garden. Doug, let's talk about, we can buy biochar, and we'll talk about that in a couple minutes, but let's say we want to make our own. What do we do?
There's actually an online community, if you can imagine this, that is dedicated to building biochar producing stoves. The technology is generally called PLUD, which is an acronym for how the stove operates. You light it on top, it cooks down through your biomass stack, provides plenty of heat for boiling water, cooking, whatever you need, and leaves as much char as possible. It's amazing to see when you see it, and it's hard to conceptualize it without seeing it. But there are cook stoves out there that can boil water in about 5 minutes and leave the char behind. You're flaring off the hydrogen, the more volatile parts of your biomass, and you're saving that hard carbon. It's a whole new concept. Well, it's not, I can't say it's a whole new concept. It's the same, the concept was defined during World War II by the resistance fighters. They wanted a way to hide human activity and yet heat and cook. So they figured out a way to burn smoke, and that's essentially what you're doing with these PLUD stoves, is burning smoke. It's really neat, but we can't describe it over the air. It's just, you got to see it to understand it.
Okay, and what, how do you spell that? That acronym you just came up with.
Okay, it's PLUD.
PLUV?
PLUD as in the.
Okay.
Top lift, top draft.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put a link on the website probably during the next commercial. So if you want to go to usapreparers.com, you'll be able to find it. Okay, Doug. So, As we continue this discussion, we can't really describe how to make it, but what we're ending up with is charcoal that is porous. And now, how much of this do we add to a garden?
That's an ongoing discussion. Some people report tremendous results with just small amounts of char, and in Doug's opinion, that's because you have severely carbon-depleted soil. And some people are putting as much carbon in the soil as they can because they want to improve downstream water quality to the global warming. It just never ends the discussion of char. But I say you need some kind of an action plan. You need to get some biochar in the soil and see for yourself. You know, the best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. And if you'll just put some biochar in the soil, you will know for your own self and in your own mind how well it works for you. And if I can, there's a huge difference between biochar. Biochar is a generic term. It's like saying airplane. It's like a Cessna is an airplane. An F-15 is an airplane. There's a huge difference between the two. Aztec Wonder biochar is biochar specifically made by growers for growers, and it is the F-15 of biochars to the best of our ability to make it. It really, truly is. It's good stuff. I would recommend you can make your own, but try some of ours first so you know you're getting good top-quality biochar. Try it in your garden or in your rooftop garden, in your flower pots, wherever. And when you're convinced it works, then start experimenting around making your own. Because there will come a day when transportation and distribution are difficult, and then you will want to be able to make your own.
Biochar. Okay, I like that plan because we could start with it right away. In for example, I have potted tomato plants. I have these large, I would say they're at least 10 gallons, maybe 20 gallon buckets. And I have fertile soil in there and I have one plant per bucket. So would I add maybe 3 cups of biochar? We'll find out when we come back in just a minute. Doug Breathauer, Biochar and Making Your Survival Garden Grow. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bugs from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doug Breathour and I are talking about biochar. And it's, think of it as charcoal that's left over from a fire that you burn. But there are different grades of it and different qualities. And, there are different ways of making it so that it can be more or less beneficial for your garden. But, my question before the break was, I grow, tomatoes in pots as well as in a garden. And the pots are very large. And I put one plant in a 15-gallon pot, for example. Between 10 and 20 gallons. And the soil is really fertile. But to add biochar, Doug, do I add 3 cups, 5 cups, 1 cup? Do I mix it in for next year, you know, after I'm done with this growing season? Do I mix it in top to bottom? Do I pour it on top? What do I do?
There you go. And that's a really good question. And in this particular case, there's actually a more or less standard answer, believe it or not, because the biochar thing is still real nebulous. But in this case, 1 cup of biochar per gallon of potting soil in your transplant mix, that would be when you're actually moving your tomato plant from your greenhouse into your pot, 1 cup of biochar per gallon of transplant mix has been shown to have a a really good effect on your tomato crop. The effects are that you get a quicker crop. Your tomatoes will get bigger, or your crop will be ready to pick sooner. It will be a more nutritious crop. You will have increased crop production. And you get a lot more return for your efforts that you put into growing your tomatoes.
Okay. So 1 cup per 1 gallon of mix. Now, my understanding is once you do this, you're done. This is not, you don't have to do it next year and the year after and the year after, because it doesn't wear out, at least for decades, correct?
Correct. And that's, you need to keep things there that will keep the microbes flourishing, though. You can't just throw your char out on top of a rock and think that things are going to happen. You need to have your nutrients, your chicken litter or whatever, and your mulch on top. You need to do everything you can besides biochar to improve the microbiology of the soil. But when you do that, the results are phenomenal. Biochar is an addition to other best practices. It's not a passport for you to just throw out all your other best practices, but it has amazing results when used with other best practices, with mulching and stuff like that.
And, you know, it's interesting because so many of us have been told that, you need to spray these insecticides in your garden and to keep the bugs out. But if you keep the bugs out with insecticides, you're likely to kill the microorganisms that are necessary for growing a great garden.
And the microbes, they've been around for eons, and they know how to make that plant more resistant to pests. You're going to get some pests, but if you give nature a little bit of time to take its course, you may find it may be that some of your plants aren't healthy enough. It may be that the insects should be feeding on those and getting them out of your way, so the rest of your crop can do well, or predators will come in. It's just a whole lot more natural scenario that happens when you use biochar. And biochar is the missing carbon that allows all those natural processes that wants to place to happen. It's at least that's my opinion of how it works or why it works or what.
Doug, there's a link to your website on our website, usapreparers.com. So, class, if you just go to page one at the bottom, you'll see Doug Breathauer, and you'll see a link, and you can click on it. It'll take you right to his website. We talked about nitrogen and before phosphorus and potash or potassium, and that's the N, P, and K class. So nitrogen helps the foliage grow strong. Phosphorus is for the roots and flowers, and the potash or the potassium is for the overall plant health. So you need all that, and the biochar provides housing for the microorganisms, and then the chicken litter or chicken manure provides some nutrients for the microorganisms. And what about horse manure? How does that fit into the mix?
Will that work as well? Doug knows a lot about biochar and making good biochar and how to tell good biochar from not so good biochar. But the owners of Aztec Wonder, who I'm now hooked up with, are the growers, and they can tell you. They know more about gardening in the tip of their little finger than Doug knows in his whole entire head. So I'll just have to pass on that question. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. All right. So can you explain, if we look at different biochars, what we would see that could tell us a good one from a not so good one?
There's a real simple test, and that's how friable it is, how easily when you grab it and break it and powder it, is it oily, greasy? Does it leave residue on your hands, or does it just turn into powder that's easily washed off with soap? That's probably the quickest test that you can make if you find some charcoal laying around or whatever. That's just a quick standard test. The other test would be to eat, and I do this all the time when I'm making biochar on my little stoves. I will eat a sample of what came out of that stove, and it'll be very dry, but it will also be tasteless if it's really good char. And if it's not such good char, you'll have some flavor from whatever biomass you were processing. So that's a couple of just real quick, simple tests. There's lab analysis that go on endlessly, but there's a couple of simple tests for you.
Okay, so when you talk about crumbling it in your hand and the oily versus the dry, which is the best biochar?
The dry, the powdery stuff. And
okay, so it sounds like...
Yeah, sorry.
It sounds like what we're trying to do in these stoves is burn off everything that we can except leave the carbon. Is that correct?
Yeah, and then we want to save the carbon and not let it burn to ash because given its way, that charcoal will go ahead and burn down to ash. So that's the other side of the trick. Yeah, we flare off the volatiles, we save the carbon, and don't let it go to ash. It's quite a process.
Okay. Now, Doug, if we were to buy some from Aztec Wonder, what is the cost for, and how much would we get to experiment with?
And we sell it by volume because that's really the way we recommend to apply it is volume. Like I just told you, a cup per gallon.
Right.
Biochar has been sold by weight and promoted by weight and recommended application by weight, and that's not really the way that we see it being done. So we have about a half a cubic foot box. It's 800 cubic inches for $29.95, and then a full 1 cubic foot box, which I think is about 6.5 dry gallons, and that box is $50, $49.95, 50 bucks plus ship.
Okay, and would that cubic foot box, the large size, would that provide enough biochar for an outdoor garden of just a typical size for a family to experiment with to see if it makes any sense?
About a 50 by 50 and apply the biochar in strips is what I kind of do for myself. I've got a personal site called freedombiomass.com where I put some food plotting info on there. And the smaller size would work well for a 30 by 30 plot, and the larger size would work well for a 50 by 50 food plot. But you can grow a lot of stuff in that size garden by interplanting it. It's a good size to experiment with. Yeah, sure.
Okay, and when would we see results, Doug Breathauer? If we at the end of this growing season, if we applied it to our soil and mixed it in with our soil, would we see results in the next crop or the crop after the next crop or when? Assuming that we add, the chicken litter and whatever other nutrients we need.
Yeah, and that's part of the difference between purpose-made biochar and biochar that we drag in from underneath our wood burner. The Aztec Wonder, it's ready to go. It's ready. It's not just hot, dry, fresh from the burner charcoal. It's aged and it's got some stuff in it that really makes things grow. It's ready to use. It's ready to use when you get it, and you will see an effect. You can put it on your fire. If you got some flowers that died through the hot drought or whatever, throw some in there, and you'll probably see something come back up out of that pot. I mean, it's pretty amazing. But the charcoal that we drag out from under our outdoor wood burner, it will compete with plants on the soil for water and nutrients when it first goes out there. So you definitely have to overwinter that product. Overwinter it with ash and chicken litter, and then the next spring expect to see some amazing results.
Okay, so I guess what you're saying is the biochar that comes in the package from Aztec Wonder, AZTECWONDER.com, that biochar is inoculated and ready to go?
Yeah, there's the term inoculated. Yeah, it's already got some microbes in it. So even if your compost, like I say, these guys are growers. They want to put the very best possible product in people's hands. So it's already inoculated just in case your compost. I know everybody thinks they've got the greatest compost, but sometimes that compost doesn't have all the microbes in it. So we put the microbes in there. They don't hurt anything. They will flourish if your soil is good. But if your soil doesn't have those microbes, it would take a long time for your soil to build those microbes if they weren't there. So it's inoculated. That's the term. Thank you, Vince. Yeah. That's
okay. So, Doug, if we add this to soil that we're growing, what, please name some plants that would really benefit well from adding biochar. I mean, from your experimentation, what really shows dramatic results?
And yes, you're right. That would be from my experimentation because everybody's, I mean, you really have to try it and see how it works in your crops. Even within crops, how you put it on your crops. I never thought it worked for potatoes. Then I heard about somebody taking their little potato eyes and rolling them over in the biochar and sticking them in the ground. And they're like, we've never seen potatoes like this. So here I
am. Breath Hour. Stand by. Doug Breathour is with us. I want to hear more about these potatoes with biochar. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doug Brethauer is with us, and we are talking about biochar and amending your soil for your survival garden so that it really grows healthy, nutritious foods. And biochar is not the only thing that you need to do to make your gardens grow successfully. You need to have the microorganisms, and you need to have fertile soil. So this is one way to really help make your gardens grow. And Doug was telling us about potatoes and biochar just before the break. Doug, can you tell us what you're saying about the potato eyes and biochar?
Yeah, I'll do the potatoes, and then we'll get on to the ones that I actually have experience with. But what I really wanted to say is it's farming, so there's just really no absolutes. Anytime I say something or anybody else says something, it's what they've seen or experienced. And I had never had any luck with root crops with much improvement, like in sweet potatoes and stuff like that. And then as soon as I say I don't think it does much for root crops, I have a guy say, "You would not believe what it did for my potatoes, but here's how I did it." And he took the eyes and he rolled them in the biochar and put them in the ground, and his potatoes are doing way better. But that's just what I'm saying. It's hard to come up with absolutes. The tomatoes have been tested pretty thoroughly, and we talked about that earlier. But in Doug's experience, fescue was my first experience. The fescue where I had done the char from my outdoor wood burner, was knee high when the fescue out in the pasture was shoe top level. So, and this was in early April. Yeah, almost tax time. So a fescue there was knee high. It was ready to go. You could almost hate it. It was that far ahead of the fescue out in the pasture. So that, I thought, well, that's something. So then I put it on some trees. I've always liked bur oaks because of their great big acorns. So I put some char in with the bur oaks. They seem to think you're in a river bottom instead of up on my old rocky hillside, because I had never had luck growing bur oaks before, and now they're just really big, and they shouldn't set acorns next year, I really think, the way they're growing. Corn, tremendous experience. I've had just huge success with corn, getting a crop where you wouldn't have a crop otherwise. Turnips, that's my food plot, was mostly turnips, and I had 6-foot-tall turnip tops, which I've never seen turnip tops that tall before in my life, and most people I know never have either. And I have turnips coming back up in that food plot volunteer, despite never having it watered it throughout this drought. So it's and I attribute that to biochar because it's holding the moisture in a mulch in my mind. But that's my experience. It's a short rundown of my experiences. And anecdotally, it's all over the web. You'll find people that have had success with various crops.
I'm fascinated with what you just said about fescue. So I am doing the right thing about spreading the ashes all over our fescue.
Yeah, on your lawn. And you can almost write your name with, and if this works with ashes typically around Missouri, you can almost write your name with ashes and definitely with carbon on your fescue for next, you know, if you go out there and write something in your lawn and then take a look at it next spring, I think you'll be able to tell where you've been with your, if your ground's like mine, you'll be able to tell where you've been with your ashes.
So I'm thinking of some mischievous young people might be listening to this.
There you go. Yep.
Boy, that'd be a pain to fix that problem, wouldn't it? Okay,
well,
so I can.
Well, yeah, it'd take some mowing. Yeah.
Okay, so it works for fescue corn, turnips, tomatoes, potatoes, and wow, I'm all excited.
In Doug's experience, now that's great.
And well, in my grandparents' experience too. There's no question about it. Their soil is literally.
Berries.
Black.
Let's not forget that. Berries and fruit and nut trees. A lot of people have had a lot of really good experience. Strawberries, blueberries, fruit trees of various sorts.
Doug Brethauer, how shall we get in touch with you?
Okay, yeah. AztecWonder.com. And we've got a food day celebration. For people that are interested and want to see everything we do, we've got a food day celebration coming up October 20th near Branson, Missouri. Go on to the Aztec Wonder site to learn more about that. I'll be at USA Prepares. Like you said earlier, I'm going to bring my wood gas truck and some char and just have fun with that. And some char makers, a little wood gas stove. At USA Prepares at your event this November.
That sounds great. Doug Brethauer has been with us. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Doug's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th with a wood-burning truck, a truck that runs on wood gas. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.